Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high-quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Yes, welcome to the show this Tuesday evening. And look, Zach, you know how often people say it's really hard to make friends as an adult?
Yeah, I guess like when you're a kid, you have school that you go to every day. You might have a sporting team you see every week. When you're an adult, you're out on your own.
Well, the good news is, if you've just tuned into the show tonight, I've stumbled upon a life hack today that can help any adult make as many friends as they want. Right. You can go out there tomorrow, you could make 30 friends in a day.
So you made 30 friends today?
Well, I could have if I wanted to.
But you didn't.
I didn't. I decided not to use this life hack. It's a pretty powerful life hack, Zach.
You sound like the kid in school who said they could have a girlfriend if they wanted to. They just don't want it.
I was that kid, just coincidentally. but I'm telling you, when I give you this life hack, and I'll get to it before midnight tonight, I think you'll agree with me. Now, I don't want to make it out like I'm some genius who's discovered this. It's more like I've stumbled upon it.
Yep.
I inadvertently, accidentally have found the best way for people to make friends.
All right.
And anyone can use it. It's open to all, so we'll get to that shortly.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Trashy TV poetry.
This is a restoration project, Dom. It's where we take the storylines, themes and characters of a current affair and turn them into high-class art.
Something good enough to be hung up in any national gallery around the world, I'd say.
I'll give you an example with our first poem tonight. Our first poem is about one of a current affair's favourite storylines ever, the good old-fashioned neighbourhood dispute. Roses are red. Housing blocks can be a tight squeeze.
Now the warring neighbours who've gone a bit troppo over a couple of banana trees.
That is also the correct use of the word troppo for those playing at home.
I just wonder how much of the day is spent in the current affair office trying to find good words to that work with the news story, but also sum up the emotions felt by the people in it.
A large part, I'd imagine.
Because troppo would have been on that whiteboard for months.
Our next poem, Dom, is about the miracle of birth. Well, this miracle was extra special. Roses are red. Remember, you're never too old to get pregs.
The Gold Coast granny of 10 who's just had a baby with her 34-year-old husband using her own eggs.
What's the music?
That was like the promo.
It's the most dramatic music I've heard on television this year.
We did have to use a bit of poetic license to get pregs. To rhyme with eggs. So I felt like we got there.
The mum and bub doing well?
Yeah, happy family.
That's lovely.
Our last poem tonight, Dom, is, isn't all art about this? How relationships can be complicated. Roses are red. Always be careful of an older honey.
It's okay to be a cougar, but you can't take their Centrelink money.
Okay, we've been doing this segment for 6 months. That is the best the best trashy TV poem you have brought to this show. Hold on. I need to get my head around this.
Yeah.
Were there people dating pensioners to steal their Centrelink money?
Opposite way around.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, the older people were stealing the younger people's Centrelink money. Allegedly, we need to say, which is sprinkled throughout every single current affair story ever.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
It's like the two biggest movies out at the moment. The Emoji Movie, which I'm sure is a nominee for Best Picture at the Oscars next year.
It would
year
have
already.
To be close.
It's got to be up there. And
I heard it brought a lot of people to tears. Not because it was sad. Just not very good.
Well, that is the word getting around. Our producer Michael did see it. Wasn't a fan.
No.
And the other big film is It, the adaptation of the Stephen King book about the creepy clowns.
I guess that brought people to tears as well, but that one was because of fear.
Well, this is the thing. You probably couldn't have, in some ways, you probably couldn't have two more different films. Probably the scariest film of the year and the biggest kids film of the year. However, I think, just like you said there with bringing people to tears, I don't know if these two are as different as maybe people think they are.
Right.
So here's my rationale, right? It is about scary clowns.
Yeah.
which is a children's thing, clowns.
Yep.
Emoji is a children's movie about adult things, emojis.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
A little bit.
I was never that good at debating in high school, and that probably comes across. But
you're questioning the difference.
Yes. I wonder how far apart these films really are. I mean, yep. I know in this team, if you had to pick one of the two films, what would you see?
Neither appeal to me. If I had to see one,
yes,
it'd be It.
Right. There's no way I would see It.
Right.
There's no,
oh, there you go.
I could not do a scary movie.
Well, I could not do the Emoji movie.
The thing is, I wouldn't enjoy the Emoji movie, but I could just grit my teeth and get through that one, whereas It would give me nightmares. Here's what I want to do, though. I want to see how different these two films are. 131060, if you have seen either It or the Emoji movie, give us a call. Now, I'm wondering, Zach, here's what I want to do.
Yep.
If we ask people who've seen one of these two movies a few questions, can we figure out which of the two they've seen?
Okay.
So, obviously, we can't ask, what have you seen? Which one did you see? But if we ask more generic questions, like, what did you get from the candy bar? Could you tell the difference between these two films from the people who've seen them?
So, if you said, for example, did someone wet their pants in the cinema?
Yes.
I guess that could be either one, because either you were scared so much you wet your pants,
yeah,
or there was a little kid in the cinema,
yes,
who went to see the Emoji movie and couldn't hold on.
So what do you reckon there? Do you think we're much of a chance of being able to tell from a few questions? Do you think we can
do
it?
Yeah, I think we can do it.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We'll start with Louise in Melbourne. Louise, I'll have the first question. It is, how many people were in the cinema when you were seeing this movie?
Maybe about 20.
20. Interesting. Louise, can I ask, who did you go to the movie with?
My partner.
Your partner. Interesting. Okay, that's not giving us a lot there, Zach.
Well, Emoji movie, I wouldn't consider a date movie.
No, you wouldn't think so. I would think if you get asked on a date to the movies and they say the Emoji movie, I reckon you're turning down that date.
But Louise could be a little bit sneaky with us here, Dom, and she's not giving us the whole crew who went. Yeah. Or maybe they like cartoons. Adults can like cartoons.
I reckon we go 20 people in the cinema, yep, her and her partner. I reckon we say that they've been at It.
Yeah, that's, I think, guess, so.
Louise, did you see It?
Yes, we did.
There we go. Would you see Emoji movie, Louise?
Probably not, no.
Okay. Well,
fair enough, I agree.
Logics. Hey, I don't think we should knock this movie too much. Let's be careful.
Cody from Brisbane. Dom, do you want to start with a question?
Cody, what time was the session you went to for this movie?
About 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Oh, that could be... That hasn't really narrowed it.
What
have you got, Zach?
Was your main feeling during the movie, Cody?
Your emotion.
I was a bit excited. Bit excited.
No. Well, I don't think Cody's going to be excited for the Emoji movie.
No, I reckon Cody has seen the Emoji movie.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I was... 7 p.m. would be the latest session of the Emoji movie, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm just going out...
He's been waiting for it to come out for the last 9 months.
Well, I mean, James Corden's in the Emoji movie. Everyone loves James Corden.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, well, I'll back you in. I'm happy to back you in.
Cody, have you seen the Emoji movie?
No, I haven't.
I did have a concern. Before we went on air, I did say, I'm not sure if any adults have actually seen the Emoji movie.
Well, we have Mark in Victoria, who I believe has just come out of the cinema. Is that right, Mark?
That is correct. Yes, gentlemen.
Mark, okay. I'll ask the first question. I want to know, was the crowd in the cinema loud during the screening?
There were moments where the crowd was loud.
Okay.
There were moments when the crowd was quiet.
So that could be when they got scared or when they were cheering on their favourite emoji. Mark, did you buy anything from the candy bar? And if so, what was it?
No candy bar. Had a quick meal of grilled beforehand, but no candy bar action.
Interesting.
I think at this time of night, Dom, yes, 11 o'clock on a weeknight, just getting out of the screening, that cannot be Emoji movie. Surely.
Well, that would have to be a 9:15 session or maybe an 8:30 session. And I'm not sure they're showing the Emoji movie that late.
No, I think we're on the same page.
Do you think we've got a third It viewer here?
I think so.
Mark, have you been to see It?
Yes, just walked out of It, correct.
What did you think, Mark?
No, it was good. Yeah, I've read the book and, it was a good adaptation. And looking forward to chapter 2 in a couple of years. They're going to do a second one.
Oh, I wonder if the Emoji movie will get a sequel as well.
Is it based on a book? I didn't read the source material. Well, I guess I text. I guess that's the source material.
And I guess what we've learned here, Zach, is that not one of our listeners has seen the Emoji movie.
Well, you know, we've seen the ratings and we don't rate very high between 5 and 10 year olds, so I guess it's no surprise.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I've been mentioning this throughout the show tonight. I have stumbled inadvertently upon an amazing life hack that can get everybody out there as many friends as they want. You used to think friends were hard to make, hard to come by. With this life hack I'm about to present to you, you can get as many as you want, as quick as you want.
If only you had stumbled across this life hack in primary school. Hey?
I would have had
what could have been different?
I would have had a much happier life. You're not wrong. I need to not get caught in that thought pattern.
Okay.
Here's what happened today, though, Zach. I went to get my daily acai bowl up at a small juice bar near me. And as I was walking around to sit down with my acai bowl, I saw my friend Beck was sitting at the same stall with an acai bowl, right? And I thought, oh, what a coincidence. I've run into her here, right?
Okay.
So I thought, I'll sit next to her, be polite, say hi, see how things are going with her. So I walk over very confidently and say, hello, how are you, right? And as the woman who I previously thought to be my friend Beck turns around, I realize not Beck. Was not Beck, looked exactly like Beck from behind. In fact, even a shirt Beck owned, but was not my friend Beck. Was a different woman. Now, she looks at me and says, a bit confused, good, thanks, how are you? Now, at this instance, you would think, I mean, I don't know what you would do in this scenario, but I would imagine the normal thing would be to say, oh, sorry, I thought you were my friend.
Literally witnessed that yesterday.
Did you?
In the supermarket.
What happened?
Someone came running over to someone else. They stopped when they got in front of them and they said, I'm so sorry, I thought you were my friend. And they turned around and ran off. And the person said, I could be your friend.
Well, this is actually, that kind of leads where I'm thinking I'll go with this. So I'm not good under pressure. I panic. I mean, you hear it on this radio show. Whenever something starts going wrong, I get a bit flustered. I'm sure everyone's used to that. But here's what happened in this moment, Zach. When I did panic, when I did get flustered, was I wanted to just go along with it like I hadn't been caught out awkwardly.
But didn't you say hello, Beck?
No, I said, oh, hello, how are you?
Right, okay.
Right, so I've never used a name.
Yep.
So now I just say to her, I just saw you sitting here and thought I'd come over and have a chat.
Why would you do that? I don't understand why you would do that.
Because
now you're committing to sitting down next to someone and, having an awkward morning tea.
Well, whereas
you could have just said, oh, sorry, I thought you were someone else, and it would be over.
But then there's the awkwardness of, oh, I've made an awful mistake. This
no,
is really embarrassing.
That happens to everyone.
I thought I could cover it. This is my point. I thought I could cover it.
But you're way weirder to cover it. Because now you're a stranger who approached another stranger and wants to sit down with them and have a meal.
Well, I've already taken my seat next to this woman, this Beck doppelganger. She said, how are you? I said, I'm pretty good, thanks. Just saw you over here and thought I'd come over and have a chat.
Okay, well, now she definitely thinks you're a weirdo. 100%.
Well, here's my point. We ended up chatting from that awkward introduction. We had a good 10-minute chat over our acai bowls. I found out that she's studying primary teaching. I found out the school she went to. We chatted about some movies we're into. It was a really lovely chat, actually. We got on really well. And as she walked away, I realized, I think that's the first time I've made like a new friend.
Yep.
In a very long time, right? And this is my friendship hack.
But your friendship hack is just literally making friends.
My friendship hack is go up and talk to people. Now,
go up and talk to people? What were you trying to do before?
No, but the point is, I know this sounds maybe basic.
Yep.
But sometimes you've got to return to the basics.
Dom, I have a great hack for you.
Yeah.
How to make a cake.
Yes.
Now, what you do is you get the ingredients, you mix them all in a bowl, you put them in the oven,
and
a cake comes out. What a hack!
No, my point is, so often you think, I've got to join a sports team and find people with a similar interest, or maybe I've got to meet a friend of a friend to make friends. What I learned today, Zach,
you're simplifying it.
You can be on the street, you can see another human being and think, I'm going to make them my friend. Apparently, it can work. You can just go up and start talking to them, friend made.
Well, are you officially friends? Did you add each other on Facebook?
Well, she did give me a name, which I couldn't find on Facebook, so
yep,
I mean,
you're creepy. She thinks you're a weirdo, not a real friend.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News today, Nicole Kidman saw the Emoji Movie.
As much as the film sort of rips your heart out, it also makes you feel really inspired and feel really good about human beings.
Also, Pink loves the Down Down song from the Coles ads.
There's songs that come out every once in a while that you wish you wrote, and that's definitely one of them.
And Donald Trump ordered the gluten-free option off a menu.
And they make it very much more expensive, and they make it worse. It's not as good as it would have been.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Freedom.
Dom, this is your chance to put your hair down. It's Dom's Gone Wild. It's yes. where whatever idea you come up with can't be vetoed by any other member of the team. Mm. It goes straight on the air.
And weren't we also glad that happened last week, Zach, when I brought the best game show that has ever aired on Australian broadcast TV or radio, What's the Water? The idea was I would play a sound effect of some sort of water, and the callers, the contestants, had to guess what was the water. All right, Dana, tell me if you know What's the Water.
Is it waves?
Oh my gosh, Dana, it is waves! What a week it was. What a night it was. What's the Water really took off faster than anyone was expecting.
We were inundated with a response.
We did hear a lot of people tell us this week, Zach, that What's the Water was
there
great.
There was one tweet.
There was one tweet.
And there was one Instagram comment, which, to be fair, is actually quite a lot for us.
Well, here's the thing, Zach, is I've been listening to the public this week. Here's how the television industry works, and I know that's where I want to take What's the Water. Mm. When you have a successful show, networks like a spin-off. Right?
Of course.
They think, you know, forget Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's all about millionaire hot seat now.
Yeah,
you know
I guess
I mean?
Like when you have a successful show like The Bachelor, how can you do that all year round? Have a bachelorette.
Absolutely.
Reverse
Zach.
It.
Which is why What's the Water was great last week, but this week we're playing What's the Wind? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, gather around. What's the Water has been updated, refreshed with right. a new spin. What's the Wind? Here's how the game works. I will play a sound effect of some sort of wind, and our contestants on 13, 10, 60 have to tell me, what's the wind?
It seems like you're now just making game shows out of the powers on Captain Planet.
Zach, our first contestant, do you want to see how this game works?
I'm the first contestant.
I'm going to give you a demo. Wow. Here we go. Zach, I'm going to play you a wind sound effect, and I want you to tell me, as everyone knows, what's the wind? What's the wind?
Well, I don't know if it's wind, but that sounds like a vacuum.
It was a hairdryer. Zach is our first failed contestant on What is the Wind?
So hang on. So it doesn't yes. have to be a naturally occurring wind.
No, there's not enough of them that are different from each other. Okay. I realized as I did my research.
Okay. It's just so this could be a jet of air.
Yep. Yep.
Caused by anything.
Yes, just some form of air being propelled in one way or another. And that's how we play What is the Wind? Here's how it's going to work, Australia. 13, 10, 60, call up if you want to be a contestant on Australia's favourite game show. That's right, it's ever taken What's the Water. What is the Wind? And after this, Zach, we're going to play our first round of What is the Wind? And how long do you reckon until this gets picked up by Channel 10 or one of the others?
I don't know, but I think if you keep saying the phrase, what's the wind?
Yes.
Do you have like a contract that if you say it 50 times, it comes true or something?
Look, I just want to get it in people's minds.
What's it called?
What's the Wind? We're playing it up next.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. We're handing the reins over to Dom. This is Freedom.
Dom, this is where you get to do whatever idea you want. No one in the team has the power to veto.
Yep.
Whatever you come up with, go straight on the air, unfiltered.
And the good news is that after last week's smashing success in this segment of my new game show, What's the Water, where I played a water sound effect and people had to tell me what the water was, this week we are proud to introduce the brand new game show format, What's the Wind? Welcome along to What's the Wind, ladies and gentlemen. The way this works, I will play a sound effect of some form of wind, mechanical, natural, whatever it might be. You have to tell me, where is that wind found? Are you ready to play, Zach?
Well, am I playing? I had my turn previous and I got it wrong.
You can be kind of like, you know, the person on Wheel of Fortune who stands at the board and turns over the correct answers.
No, thank you.
You be my sidekick.
No.
No?
No, thanks.
All right, I'll do this one on my own. Grace is in Sydney. Now, Grace, am I correct in saying that when we played What is the Wind just earlier, you actually picked the correct answer, unlike Zach?
Sure did.
Oh, Grace, we've got a professional on our hands. Are you ready for your wind sound effect?
Yes, please.
Here we go, Grace. Tell me, what's the wind here? What's the wind, Grace?
Oh, that sounds like a leaf blower.
Ugh, it was a hand dryer from a bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately,
see,
Grace.
I told you.
You told me what?
That I'd get the hair dry, but my nerves would get the better of me and I'd blow it.
You'd blow it. Well done, Grace. Wind puns are very welcome on What is the
Hang
Wind.
On, Dom.
Yes.
Have you and Grace been talking previously? Are you setting callers up?
No, no, I'm not responding to that conspiracy. Adam in Victoria, welcome to What is the Wind? Are you across different wind sounds, Adam?
I am. Last week, I did pretty well with the water as well, so I'm feeling pretty confident.
Okay, Adam, glad to
hear it. We have a veteran.
We do. Here we go, Adam. Here's your wind sound effect. Tell me, what is the wind? What's the wind, Adam?
Could that be a ring-tailed possum farting into a megaphone?
It's a good guess, Adam. Unfortunately,
a bit too particular, I think.
On this occasion, it was just a windy night. but you know what? So keep playing because I think Adam should have a second go at some stage of what's
the wind.
Can
we clear up the question everyone wants to know?
Yeah.
When an FM show does What's the Wind?
Yes.
Will there be a fart?
There will be no farts in What's the Wind.
Really?
The integrity of this game is much higher than...
Because I feel like we'll get taken off air.
What if
we don't play a fart sound effect?
Look, I considered a fart, but I just didn't want to bring such a great game show and What is the Wind down to that level.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
We're dangerously close to that level already.
Shut up, because Beck is in Hobart. She's our final contestant on What is the Wind. Beck, I imagine it's an honour to play this game.
Oh, definitely.
Well, Beck, I've got your wind sound effect ready to go. We haven't had a win yet on What is the Wind. We want to see you be our winner. Good luck.
Okay.
Here's your wind. What's the wind, Beck?
That would be a person blowing.
I'm going to need something a little more specific, Beck. What might they be
balloon?
Doing? Yes, that is it, Beck! That is somebody blowing a balloon!
Yay!
Oh, wow, that was quite a difficult one. That was from
rush.
Our tough round of questions, Beck, and you still nailed it. You know you'll win, don't you?
I do.
Oh, our carryover champ, Beck, in Hobart, wins. What is the wind? The first week we play it, Zach.
My concern, with all these game shows you come out with. Last week with What's the Water?
What's
this week
water?
With What's the Wind?
What's the Wind?
There's not many game shows where you have to invent a new show because after one time of playing it, you run out of examples.
That doesn't matter, Zach, because the fact is I reckon there's enough elements to get me through at least till December and we'll reinvent the game show
so
from
what
there.
What are we doing next week?
What's the Substance, maybe? I don't, that's going to be quite difficult, isn't it? What else could I do?
I don't know. It's your game show.
Well, we'll have a brainstorming meeting, but for tonight, let's let's just enjoy the glory of What is the Wind?
And I would like to point out I was not in the brainstorm session for What's the Wind either.
You were a great sidekick, by the way. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, we are at the business end of the football seasons, the AFL and NRL grand finals. Are coming up, and the local competitions are starting to have their grand finals as well. Now, in one of those grand finals, I believe it was the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League Women's Grand Final over the weekend, probably the biggest brain fade in the history of Australian sports, maybe worldwide sports, occurred as one team lost what really they should not have lost. Really was the unlosable grand final.
I saw this video while I was on the train today, Dom.
Mm.
Is it the one where... when the buzzer goes, someone throws the ball up in the air in celebration, but not realising the game wasn't over yet, so the other team caught it and scored.
Well, so you know the rules of rugby league better than me.
Yes.
I imagine until, I guess, the tackle's completed, the game's still on.
Well, I guess in some sports, when the buzzer goes, it's over.
Yes.
But in rugby league and, you know, a lot of football, I think, it's like that particular play
can continue
after the buzzer.
Right.
Can continue. So the buzzer goes and the play that's happening has to stop.
So here's what happens here. So one team is, they've got the ball. They're up 6-4. The buzzer goes. They think they've won the game. They throw the ball up in celebration. The other team gets the ball from the throw up in celebration, runs the length of the field and scores a winning try. This is the commentary.
And there's the hooter.
Oh, they've won.
This is play on. This is play on. She's thrown the ball in the air. Carter forgot the ball.
God.
Oh, where? What is going on here? Oh, no.
Oh,
what a way to finish the game.
Holy dooly, I cannot believe that.
Oh, my goodness.
Got a holy dooly out of them. When it's getting a holy dooly.
If you haven't seen the footage, I know a lot of people have. It was going pretty big.
Yeah.
It is. It makes you feel so bad because these people are so happy.
Yes.
The players are like all patting each other on the back. And in the background, the other team's running the whole field to win the game.
It is the definition of a premature celebration. And unfortunately, this woman has cost her team the premiership. And I can empathise with her today, Zach, because in my junior football days, I also did something that cost my team a premiership.
A particular thing?
One in,
or just in general not being very good?
Well, you could say the second one, but no, this was, I think it was the under nines. It wasn't officially a grand final, but because they didn't do grand finals, but it was like
the last game.
Yeah, the last game, first, second on the ladder.
Oh, really?
And scores were level. It was AFL. Scores are level with seconds left on the clock. Now, I had a similarly bad brain fade. I got the ball in my hands, and I don't think at this stage of AFL, of my I guess, years in AFL, I understood yet that there's two ends, that you kick to one and the other team kicks to the other end. I just thought you kicked the ball at the posts.
Oh, no.
Yep. So the ball goes to me.
How long had you been playing AFL for?
Maybe a year.
But this wasn't your first game.
That wasn't my first game. So I get the ball. I run probably 10 metres and just put the ball on my boot, kick it towards the goals, right? Thinking, I'm gonna get us even just a point, we win this game, right? And the ball goes through the point post, and I think, we're ahead. So I turn around to start celebrating, expecting hugs.
No.
And I just see my full team with their jaws dropped. The coach is like, has his head in his hand. They can't believe what I've just done, because obviously I've kicked into the opposition goals.
Scored a known goal. Can you do that in AFL? I know you can do it in soccer.
It's worth 1 point, yes. So put them ahead. And the siren went shortly afterwards. We lost the game by 1 point.
So you lost the game by 1 point because you scored a goal for the opposition on purpose.
Because I saw the goals. I don't know if I knew that I was meant to kick to my goals, if I just thought, kick at the goals.
And so what happened? Was it explained to you? How did your teammates treat you? Because when I watched that footage from today, I'm thinking, what's going on in the dressing room? Is everyone supportive? Like, I hope they are. I hope they pat her on the back and say, look.
Yes.
It happens to everyone. I hope they're not saying you cost us the grand final.
Let me put it like this, Zach. The coach took the whole team to Hungry Jack's after the game, and I was the only one he would not pay for.
What?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
That's outrageous.
It's pretty rough. I mean, in all fairness, I did literally cost us the game, and I can understand that I probably didn't need any more Hungry Jack's at that age of my life anyway. But, you know, I learned that lesson the hard way. So all I hope is that woman got her Hungry Jacks today, unlike me.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that.
And that was just about the end of my professional sporting career. Although, you never know, Zach. The door's always ajar.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I have a apartment inspection tomorrow that I'm unprepared for. And I'd like to know your thoughts on the best way to proceed.
Okay.
So these happen, I think, maybe four times a year. They come in, they take photos. The general idea is making sure that you haven't burnt the place down.
Right, okay.
I think that's just to make sure there's no holes in walls, but what they do is give you a big list of things that they want done.
Okay, so this is basically, so I still live at home with mum and dad.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of if mum gave me a checklist of chores, I'm guessing.
Is that what's kind of like? Really.
Why not?
Well, because it's not like washing the dishes.
Right, okay.
It's like, you know, replace all the light bulbs.
Okay, right.
That's one of them that I haven't done.
Right.
So I know they're probably going to bring that up.
Sure.
I know they're probably not going to be stoked about the surfboards I have piled up.
Okay.
Quite a large collection of surfboards for such a small apartment.
Yeah, having been to your apartment before, there are a bizarre amount. The surfboards take up a fair bit of space.
Yeah, well, where am I meant to put them?
Well, I mean, I guess so. I guess that's a fair point.
I also have bike that takes up a lot of space as well. I don't know where to put that.
It's quite a cramped apartment now that you list everything.
The mannequin.
Okay. No, you can't lie about that. The mannequin's in my garage.
No, I have half of it.
That's right. You refuse to take the other half of your mannequin home.
Well, because I've got so many surfboards. I've got nowhere to put it.
I can't hold on to your half of the mannequin for so long. And trust us, this is actually a serious conversation we have had.
Yeah. Well,
we need to figure out what to do with the mannequin. That's a sidebar, though.
Well, I know that I'm going to get questioned about these other things in my apartment.
Sure.
And so I have two things I've tried previously, and which is the better approach in your opinion?
Yeah.
Step one, I can be present during the inspection. This is something I sometimes do because I figure if you're face-to-face, having a conversation, it's kind of harder to get you in trouble.
Sure.
See, if they're writing an email and they haven't seen your face before, that's a lot easier because there's no interpersonal relationship there. But if I'm there saying, hey, how's your day? You can build up a bit of a rapport.
I mean, imagine also if you're there personally, you can kind of direct their attention away from things.
Yeah, that's right.
The moment they get near the big hole in the wall, you can say, so have you seen movies lately?
A good tactic is controlling the doors.
Yes, right.
So you open the door to the bedroom.
Yes.
They have a look in and then you have the power to shut the door. And you go, all right, and here's the bathroom, shut the door, open the other one. So that's the one I do most often, but yeah. I'm not really feeling like that tomorrow. So okay. Tactic two is to leave and go and get coffee and hope for the best.
Just like cross your fingers, just put it out of your mind while you're not there.
Yep.
And then just hope that it all goes well while you're
not. So I guess a twofold question.
Yep.
Which would work better and which would you do?
I'm known for just avoiding any kind of trouble, drama, consequence. So I would certainly go the coffee angle personally. Mm. You know what? No, there's not even any argument the other way. I would definitely go the coffee avenue.
Yep.
And I would even be tempted to never come back. I would think, let's just go away and just whatever happens from here happens.
Well, I think you've picked the correct one because I already have coffee locked in for 11:15 with a friend. I'm avoiding it.
That is all we have time for tonight. Good luck tomorrow, Zach. Hopefully you've still got an apartment by the time we hit the airwaves tomorrow night.
Well, I figure they can't kick you out straight away. I think there's a warning system that they have to do.
If you want to hear the full show from tonight back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow night at 11.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.